and even before they tied the vessels up, what, 30 armed police leapt over? Badonk, they were on the boat.
This is what I was going to ask you, because there was all these reports about armed. They were armed, were they?
Absolutely. Peter Chicago was knocked in the face with a gun by an armed policeman from Holland. All he did, and this is no rubbish, we all saw it, Chicago put his hand up, and the guy got a bit stroppy, the Dutch policeman, he pulled his gun out. Not to fire at him, I don't think, but it just clipped him in the face and caused a bit of bruising down there. So, I mean, all we're out there is to play records. We're not criminals, particularly. And it was a shock to the system, it really was. It wasn't what we were expecting. And we were actually... We were in the studio, I think the three of us were in the studio at the time. We went back upstairs, we were still on the air. And a guy came in and took the arm off the record, switched the mic off, and we were frog marched out of the studio down to the mess room initially, and then sent out on deck. And Chicago was taken downstairs to the transmitter room and told to switch off the transmitters. He said, "No, you do it yourselves," but they wouldn't. They didn't know how to. So he had to do it. Yeah. He switched off the 10 first, which was the Caroline 558 transmitter, and then the 50K went off after that, which was also by then relaying the same programming. And the two transmitters went off within about 30 seconds of each other. By then, we were in the mess room. We were sent out on deck, and basically, we didn't know what was going on. A lot of negotiations were taking place on the deck over ships' papers and registrations, all this sort of thing. And they all, the people in charge of the raid, then went back onto the Volans, and there were discussions with the London authorities and the authorities in Holland. It was about 2 hours, hour and a half before the raid itself started.
Yeah. It was a funny old day, because I thought to myself, there's nobody around. You'd think everybody would come out. Yeah. Every boat we'd ever have, you know, any contact with would have come out. But it turns out they'd set up some sort of exclusion zone around the ship, and nobody was allowed to come, I think, within 2 or 3 miles of the ship.
Well, I remember the station I was working on at the time, we actually tried to send a boat. We, in fact, got the boat, the only boat alongside, didn't we?
The only thing that slowed it down was the ITN helicopter coming out. But we did, actually, Dave's point about exclusion zone can be proved, because we called the Coast Guard from the bridge, and explained the facts that we were being raided, and they said, "This is a government department matter and nothing to do with us. Please clear the channel."
Really?
So we couldn't even get any assistance from the Coast Guard.
Okay. Well, what we do is we play a record, play another record. Anything you want to hear? Anything that reminds you of that day? And then we'll talk about it again.
Well, I don't think we'll play it, but the song that I always remember is Lady in Red. I think we must have played that and The Fortunes and the Loving Awareness Band. So in rotation from about 6 a.m. that morning.
You die.
Radio Caroline, broadcasting from the Ross Revenge. Hello again, and that was by The Cars. Now, Nigel, one thing...
say in the pay of the authorities, but when they came out, he was very friendly with them. I think everyone knows the guy that we're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, don't whisper names.
He'd done the negotiating the day before, hadn't he?
He
was the one who said, "Oh, I'll go and talk to them. Don't worry, I'll nip down the front, I'll talk to them."
Well,
really?
Interesting. It's just something we've heard, and it's never been clarified, has it?
It's a thing
people on board felt at the time.
Yeah, it was a thing I always steered away from. If any boats came alongside, going back to Mi Amigo days and boats from the authorities coming out, we always kept our heads down. You don't go and parade yourself on the deck.
Well, it was the old ways we used to make fun of it, didn't we? It was the old Beirut hostages, you know, towels around the heads, didn't we?
I didn't go out on the deck.
I remember my times.
On the Friday, I wasn't seen by the DTI at all. I stayed inside the ship. On Saturday, on the day of the raid, I ventured outside, and there was a massive flurry of cameras from the landwards as soon as my new face appeared.
Yeah.
So, had it not been for that, I would have been unrecognisable. But they were quite happy to see a new face.
Yeah.
And something I would always stayed away from. I'm not one. Anyone on this ship should not stick their faces in front of cameras.
Yeah, well.
You just don't do that kind of thing. Mm. But this gentleman we're referring to was overly friendly.
Mm.
And on the Saturday was making representations, as Dave said, on the Friday.
Not obviously the captain of the ship, who should have been making representations.
No, this chap volunteered
or not, depending on
Well, as far as we were concerned, we were intrigued to find out what was going on.
Mm.
We wanted to know what was going on.
Mm.
And this gentleman went onto
always,
the landwards.
Always remember, just going back to the Euro Siege, the original Euro Siege, 85. And I remember trying to actually make contact and talk to the Dark Troop Surveyor, and they wouldn't even acknowledge we were there.
No.
You know, wouldn't even acknowledge. So, yeah, I take your point. Anyway, enough of that. That's clarified that point. And the person who probably knows who he is feeling very embarrassed, knowing that the fact that we know.
So he
should. But what actually happened during the course of the afternoon when the station was off the air?
Well, it was a long afternoon, I must say.
It was a very long afternoon.
It was a lovely day. Let Dave...
We just sat on the back deck and we all sat there thinking, what are we going to do now? Because nobody had ever expected anything like that to happen. And everybody was pretty depressed and we wondered what was going to happen. Were we going to be arrested? Were we going to be left here to do nothing? What was going to happen? And we just sat there and waited for something to happen.
Well, the original plan
didn't
tow the ship away.
Mm.
Why didn't they do? Because, I mean, I must confess, when I woke up on the Sunday morning, I spoke to somebody at Manston who flew over and said it's still there. I was very surprised because the first thing I asked him was, is there anything alongside it? No.
Well, they told us when they first spoke to us on the ship and had done the paperwork, if you like, they decided then they were going to tow it away.
Mm.
They went back onto the Volans and had negotiations with Holland, then changed their mind. They weren't going to tow it away. They'd then take the gear off the boat instead. They did that to a degree, and then the next thing was they were going to cut down the towers.
Oh.
They got on the boat and the Volans and discussed that back again with Holland, decided that was a bad idea after we told them it could fall on the Volans if they started obviously settling in the base of the towers. They decided that was a bad idea as well. But in the meantime, we were on the back deck.
Mm.
The Volans was alongside the Lamwood, and our dear British friends, Mr. Murphy and his mates, had held off for a while. They didn't tie up. Then, midway through the afternoon, we could see Jim Murphy on the back of the Volans writing out question forms. They weren't readily printed. They didn't come from London. He had blank sheets of paper, and he'd done about 20 of them.
Mm.
Nobody knew how many people on the boat, so he'd done about 20 sheets with all the same questions that he was going to ask us later when he got on the boat. And we saw him writing these questions out alongside the Volans when they tied up. It was after the about mid-afternoon, Jim Murphy and his sidekick came aboard and asked us to all assemble in the mess room, which we dutifully did. And he said, right, I will interview you one by one. So I thought, right, I'll go first. Let's find out what it's all about. So we get to the back of the ship, and we went to the overdrive studio, as it was.
Yes.
Which
did you point that out to him?
Yeah.
Overdrive studio.
And he said, no, this is where the religion comes from. Which it was a double W studio. And I went in there first. And they shut the door, funnily enough. I was all crying out loud. So we sat down, and he said, right, how long have you been on the boat? So I said, well, quite a few years now. Now, this trip. And I said, well, about a year. He said, oh, come on, I'm being serious. I said, no, a long time. It may not quite be a year, but what's your real name? I said, Nigel Harris. No, your real name. It is Nigel Harris. Okay, so he wrote Nigel Harris down, which may or may not be my real name, and full address. And who? The funny question was, who gave you the job? So I couldn't remember that far back. How I ended up on Caroline in the first place on the Mi Amigo is long lost in the mist of time by now. And how much do you get paid? We got over that one quite quickly.
Still laughing. Yeah,
even he laughed at that one.
Oh, dear.
I think the weirdest thing in the afternoon was, though, when everybody was kind of like up on deck and you'd get somebody running up saying, oh, they've taken the clock now, they've taken the chair. And I went into the record library at one point, and one of the Dutch guys was actually standing in the record library looking at our top 500 poster on the wall, and he was saying how nice it was and could he have that. And I'm like, well, you've taken everything else, love, you might just as well, aren't you?
Well, the thing was, the Dutch guys were coming on board and saying, I've listened to Caroline now for years and years, it's a great station, what a shame we've got to do this, but it's our job. I mean, that was the bottom line of it. It's the civil servants at the top that organised the whole thing. All the people that came out and did the raid, I wouldn't blame them for doing it. They had to do their job. That was the unfortunate part of it. But as Caroline said, they took the clock, they took the studio chair. You know, they took everything.
One that I didn't break.
Yeah, one that you haven't broken. But the most, I think the afternoon, well, I mean, Dave and Caroline and who else did we have on board? Neil Gates.
And
Chris. Chris Kennedy, Bruce the Hippie,
yeah.
Melanie. And I've got to say this.
Yes, I was wondering when you would.
Because I don't like him. What was Dave Richards?
Oh, no, leave him alone.
No, I won't leave him alone.
But he
hid in the wardrobe.
Okay, and Melanie that slept through it.
They slept through it all.
They slept through the whole
raid.
Through the whole raid. We had to congregate in the mess room, and we were like, well, where's Andy Bradgate? Where's Melanie? Oh, they're still in bed.
He came upstairs midway through the raid. Hey, what's going on, man?
Must do a program. Right, okay, lovely.
Shall we play another song?
Yeah, we ought to, don't we? And then we'll talk about how it all came back, shall we?
Yeah, we will.
Fine. Any song you'd like to hear?
Caroline?
I'd love to hear a song.
No Kylie Minogue.
That was what was on the deck at the time. They took that with them. Did they bring it back? I'd love to hear Miracles, if that's possible.
Jefferson
Starship.
Here it is.
Thing, the red eyes.
You
get
a you just don't.
And the best one, a devious decoy.
We could exist on the stars. It'd be so easy. This world together, ain't nothing better, ain't
Jefferson Starship Miracles. It is Radio Caroline at 20 to 12 in Great Britain and Ireland, 20 to 1 in Europe.
For 25 years, Radio Caroline was an invisible force far out to sea, beyond the horizon. Now, anyone in the world can visit us at www.radiocaroline.co.uk. This excellent website takes you on a virtual tour of the Ross Revenge and shows and describes life on board. There is a hall of fame of well-known personalities, a 13-part history of the station, a virtual shop full of Caroline merchandise, and an audio section where you can hear jingles, recordings of dramatic moments, and a full 3-hour Caroline programme to download and enjoy when we are not on the air. So again, that's www.radiocaroline.co.uk. Don't separate the words radio and Caroline. And in an instant, find yourself on board the world's best-known pirate station.
Radio Caroline. The legend lives on.
Need world-class professional lighting? AC Lighting is one of the world's premier lighting distributors, with offices in Los Angeles and London. Concerts, theatre, TV and conferences. Our equipment is available for immediate global dispatch at highly competitive prices. Check out our website at www.aclighting.co.uk. That's www.aclighting.co.uk. With AC Lighting, bright lights, great nights.
08 39 66 9990. It's the number to call for Radio Caroline's official telephone newsline. Updated regularly by Caroline boss Peter Moore, it tells you the real story, good or bad, of just what's happening behind the scenes on the world's most famous pirate radio station. Calls are charged at 49p peak rate, but the income is used to buy airtime and maintain our floating headquarters, the radio ship Ross Revenge. In a pastime full of rumours and speculation, this line gives you the real facts and first-hand news. Keep informed and help Radio Caroline by calling 08 39 66 9990. The official Caroline Newsline.
Loving awareness, Caroline.
Good morning, this is Radio Caroline aboard the Ross Revenge and aboard the Astro 1C satellite, channel 35, and in FM stereo in parts of Ireland and Scotland. We're actually talking about the ship being raided in 1989 and how it came back on. Caroline, talk us through how it all came back on the air.
Yeah, this was after the raid. It took a lot of hard work, basically by the menfolk. I think I made a lot of cups of tea in those days, but you went and were climbing up the mast with various other people, weren't you? And Peter Chicago was absolutely superb, amazing, wonderful.
wonderful. And all the effort and the work that he put in. I mean, he worked like round the clock. He was working 24 hours a day, wasn't he?
Yep.
And it was marvellous how we all stuck together. We all got together and we were determined not to be beaten. We were determined even if it just came on for 1 hour, we would get it back on. And we did.
Well, there's a sort of mentality with the station, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, when the Dutch boarding party left after the raid, what the guy said to me,
I had a drink with him with Mark Jacobs, and when Mark introduced me as the bloke who raided the ship, I thought about punching him. He was such a nice guy, I couldn't believe it. He was in charge of the raiding party.
He said to me on the bridge, just above us now, he said, right, well, that's it as far as the Dutch are concerned. We know you'll be back, because Caroline just doesn't stop. You'll be back, and you have our blessing to do so. Yeah. Just don't play any Dutch commercials. Have a Dutch station or talk Dutch.
Yeah. Could have more condoms in here.
Yeah, you'll never hear from us again. And that was the end of it. I just have to say, this is Caroline.
And this is Caroline. So anyway, you were making tea. Hey, do you mind if I wave it?
No, you can wave it as much as you like. Yeah, so we all got it back on again. And the day that it came on, we were so nervous, weren't we? I think we only had about, what?
Actually, we thought we've only got 800 records. And of course, nowadays, radio stations, they rotate something like 250 songs.
If you're lucky.
We can't possibly go on
with only 800 songs. What are we going to do? But no, we carried on. We opened it up. We felt nervous. We were only on for 12 hours a day. We didn't have any diesel. Mm. We didn't have any food. We didn't have anything, really. Mm. But we carried on and hoped that somebody would turn up. And eventually, somebody did.
I think the best bit about getting it on, because there was just Dave and I doing programmes, weren't there? We were on for like 4 hours, then another one was on for 4 hours, then we'd swap over again. Yep. Was getting Peter Chicago to go on air and do a programme.
Oh, hello, here's a
copy. That was the highlight.
Terry Wogan one day in the floral dance.
And that wasn't from want of something better. He liked the song.
He also liked Jive Bunny. Do you remember Jive Bunny? He used to play that at the wrong speed.
I always remember him on the Mi Amigo playing the Carpenters when we were playing all this heavy rock music. That's another story. Yeah, we won't play any Carpenters for him anyway.
It wouldn't have come back without him.
No, he wouldn't. No,
In fact, it has to be said,
there's a lot of times on the Mi Amigo it wouldn't have come back without him, and the same with this show. In fact, I don't think we'd be standing in there if it wasn't for him.
And I don't think it's just that. I think it's that when you're in a situation like this, you need to have a guide or somebody that you look up to and respect. And with him here, always you knew you had that. When you had him here, you always thought, well, everything's going to be okay. Mm. It's like when it was raided, he was here, and you thought, it's going to be fine. Peter's here. Yeah.
Memories of Peter Chicago is when I was appointed program controller of Radio Caroline. I came back from a meeting with Ronan O'Reilly, and this was about a month before the raid, so it was a good time to be a program controller. I was sitting in the mess room.
Why I was raided.
Yeah, probably was. Chicago was in the kitchen. He lifted up the hatch between the kitchen, the galley, and the mess room, and he said, congratulations on your appointment. I don't totally agree with this. I don't think it's a particularly good idea, but I hope you do well.
But that's Peter, though, isn't it? Right, more music. Nigel, you can pick one this time.
I think it's on the boat somewhere. Supercharged. She moved the dishes first, but I don't know where it is, so we can't play that. It's here somewhere.
What a joke! So pick another one then.
I've looked under S.
I'm not going to look under. How many records are there here? Come on, pick another.
This is supposed to be in order, and I spent all afternoon looking for this song and this album.
Oh, no.
I just couldn't.
Have you looked under Charge?
I think I'd go for some Golden Earring.
Thank you. that I love. Forgotten song, brand new coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized, and I'm speeding into a new sunrise. When I get lonely, and I'm for sure I've had enough, she sends a comfort coming in from above. I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randall is coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
It's Caroline live from the Ross Revenge on this 15th of November. We have to do this again, I think, don't you?
I think we have to do this on a regular basis.
I do as well. We'll have to stick an aerial up the mast, beam me into Maidstone, you know.
I think we should just all move back on.
Yeah, I do as well. Have you seen the state of the cabins downstairs? They've all been redone. They're lovely, aren't they?
I want to go and actually investigate my old one because it was next to the galley and I want to go and have a good old...
Mine's
that's what I meant to say.
Mine's still got all the old stickers on. It's still got Johnny's Festering Pit on it. Oh, marvellous, man. What about you, Dave?
Oily shower, that's what I want.
Yeah, oily shower.
So much older now since I left the ship. And the reason I used to look so young while I was here was all that oil in the water. Very good for the skin.
We didn't need oil of you lay out here. We just used oil of diesel.
But don't you think that even over the years, I mean, however many years it was since we were first here, it smells the same on
here.
It does.
It's the diesel,
smell,
isn't it? It's lovely.
Yeah.
But it was the same on the Mi Amigo, wasn't it? I mean,
Well, there's a candle burning in the mess for him. One of those Essence of Nairobi, or what's its...
Essence of Nigel.
Thank you. I like that, do you?
Yeah. But it is, I mean, it's the atmosphere's here, isn't it? It's still... I mean, if you look at that porthole now, it almost looks like that's laser up there. I mean, we know it's two land lights, but it could be, couldn't it?
The old, that's South End.
I know it's South End, but still. But I'm just trying to...
I know what you mean.
Oh, sugar. How do you think the boat compares now with when you're on? You know, I mean, it's probably longer. It's longer since I've been on than any of you lot.
You left the ship in, what, 86?
86, I left the ship, yeah.
87, 88. Well, we weren't doing too badly. The reason it started to disintegrate, if I can use that word, is when they started stamping on the tenders. We couldn't get supplies out very easily. The water ran short, the diesel ran short. And obviously, if that sort of thing runs short, the domestic side of it also drops the paint. We didn't get. You just don't paint things, you don't repair things. And after it went off the air, after the Broadcast Act 1990 came into being, she was in a bad state, it has to be said. But since then, she went on the Goodwins, came ashore into Dover, and the Caroline Support Group, originally the Ross Revenge Support Group, and all these great people that pay the money on a regular basis into those particular groups.
That's one of the reasons we're on the air today.
Absolutely. Yeah. They pumped money into it. They paid the 30-odd thousand pounds to the Dover Harbour Board to get the ship out and back to some kind of reasonable state. The RSLs have come along as well, and it's a long process. I know it's what, 1989, 1990, 91 since it was last really broadcasting. Up till today, 1998, we are now for the first time being heard across the whole of Western Europe, and also right across London on the brand new digital transmitters there, various FM transmitters. Must say a quick hello to everyone listening in Bosnia on Radio Hayat, for about three or four massive FM transmitters.
50 kilowatts or 50 Ks,
yeah. With audience about in excess of a million. Yeah. And also we'll say a quick hello to
The folks in Ireland.
93.8 in Dublin, 99.2 in Waterford, 103, our good friends at Isles FM as well. So yeah. Caroline now, for the first time in nearly 10 years, is really reaching a big audience. And on the back of all that, there's a massive amount of repair work taking place. The electricians have worked their socks off. All the guys downstairs have worked on the diesel pumps and the water system, his hot showers, flushing the toilet, all the sort of thing that wasn't there in the latter days when we were at sea. It's all
happening. There's no buckets around.
No, there are no buckets. You remember the good old days?
Oh, that was terrible. Every time you went for a wee, you had to put a bucket over and slosh it down the loo, didn't
we
you?
Did,
and the amount of men that never bothered, let me tell you that.
Well, we
did. You just went over the side.
We just Thank enjoyed you. Rough days. Right. So anyway, Caroline, your thoughts on it all now?
The last time I left this ship when it was at sea, I was actually airlifted off it. There was no light on it, no heating on it, no water on it, and no food on it. So it's better now, yeah. It wouldn't take a lot, though, would it?
There's a helicopter over there.
Here I come!
Excellent. And Dave?
Oh, I can't remember, actually, the last time I left the ship. So, it's a bit weird for me. Because
it's
I can't actually...
Then.
Yeah. It's funny, actually. I can actually remember the last time I left the ship because I came off and went into Whitstable, of all places. And somebody actually gave me a bottle of whiskey. It has to be said, there wasn't much left by the time I got into Whitstable. Because I wish, I don't know about you three, but the worst thing for me about working on the ship was leaving it and going off.
Yeah.
And I think in my heart, I knew I wasn't coming back then. And I drank that bottle of whiskey.
And I get the same feeling now sailing away. I will later on this afternoon, if we go, or maybe later on this evening, on Sunday night. I'll leave, and there'll be people still on the boat. I'll see them leaning over the side, waving goodbye. I could come back tomorrow if I wanted, but I still get the same feeling as I'm leaving the Ross. I'm leaving Caroline. It's a funny feeling.
You feel as if you're leaving a part of you there, don't you?
Yeah. It's the same. I watched Titanic recently, and when the lifeboats are going down the side, you see the guys still on the deck. As Leo de Capricorn and all his mates waving goodbye to the others. And I got the same feeling there, that funny feeling of leaving a ship and seeing people on board still there. And you think, I want to get back on.
Yeah.
Not the Titanic.
The answer is... the answer is, none of us should ever go up to the front of the boat with a female. That way it won't sink.
Is that a fact?
It is. It's a Titanic fact. Right, OK. Yeah, right. Anyway, thanks very much for joining us today. Well, I was being sensible there for once. Thanks very much for joining us today. Hopefully you're going to come back and see us again.
I'll be back. Yeah. We'll see you soon.
And you're going to be back as well, Caroline?
If you'll have me, I'll come.
Not half. And Nigel, don't you dare repeat
I'll
that.
Be back on a regular basis.
OK, lovely. From us all here on board the Ross Revenge, we'd like to say thank you very much.
Do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like Broadcasting around London in DAB digital stereo and across Europe on the Astra satellite, this is Radio Caroline.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it. I don't care how
every day. Just to drive to my baby. From 10 to 1 today. Cause I drive my baby.
Well, that's just great, isn't it? I mean, Johnny Lewis and Nigel Harris get to be on board the ship with the glamorous chicks like Caroline Martin and me. I've got to sit here in the deserted Maidstone studios, and the only company I've got to look forward to a little later is Dave Foster wandering in, who, I mean, he's a grand chap, and, you know, I worked with him out on board the ship. He's a really nice guy, but he doesn't do things for me in quite the way Caroline does. Anyway, good afternoon. We are Radio Caroline. I'm Steve Conway. I'm with you through until sometime between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. The schedule is still being finalised, indeed, as I speak. And I've got a few interesting songs to play for you, some tracks you haven't heard on the radio for a little while, and some familiar classics as well, of course. And I've also got something which I'd like to talk to you about a bit later on, about another little Caroline experiment that we hope to do in a few weeks' time. This will be a musical experiment, and it will involve the station's founder, Ronan O'Reilly. I won't tell you any more about it just for now, so well, you'll have to wait and see, but I will be telling you about that, say, between 1 and 2 o'clock this afternoon. In the meantime, let's keep the music flowing. Let's move on with something from the 1980s. This is Starship, and We Built This City.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say.
Attention all major breweries and soft drink makers worldwide. Do you use the Sievercorny 965 carbon dioxide analyzer for measuring carbonation levels? Olympic Analytical Services are the Sievercorny authorized service support group, providing first-class total support to all major UK breweries, working in conjunction with Scientific and Medical Products of Manchester. We can now offer this support worldwide for Sievercorny industrial products, providing technical assistance, parts and reagents with a rapid response. For more information, please telephone or fax on 01684 565 221. Olympic Analytical Services, your one-stop solution for Sievercorny industrial product support across the world. 01684 565 221.
If you need a professional compere presenter for your event, call Caroline DJ Graham L. Hall. As the sound of free spirit or country spirit, Graham specialises in country rock, rhythm and blues, soul and modern country music. He has many years' experience of the entertainment and music industry, working regularly for large organisations, including P&O Cruises, Rank Leisure and Warner Holidays. So call Graham on 0113 270 8210 for more details of free spirit and country spirit. That's 0113 270 8210 for quality and reliability. Or you can contact the Caroline office at 426 Archway Road, Highgate, N6 4JH.
083966990 is the number to call for Radio Caroline's official telephone newsline. Updated regularly by Caroline boss Peter Moore, it tells you the real story, good or bad, of just what's happening behind the scenes on the world's most famous pirate radio station. Calls are charged at 49p peak rate, but the income is used to buy airtime and maintain our floating headquarters, the radio ship Ross Revenge. In a pastime full of rumours and speculation, this line gives you the real facts and first-hand news. Keep informed and help Radio Caroline by calling 0839 66990, the official Caroline newsline.
In 1990, Radio Caroline was in deep trouble. In the face of hostile action by the British and Dutch authorities, we seemed to have no option other than to close our station and abandon our ship Ross Revenge. At that point, our supporters joined together to form the Radio Caroline support group. All through the 90s, this group has maintained our ship, covered our costs, and found ways to return Caroline to the air. So now, as we approach the year 2000, many fresh broadcast opportunities created by new technology are becoming available. Will you help Caroline take advantage of these opportunities by joining our group? Call us now to be sent a free information pack or write without obligation to Support Group, Radio Caroline, 426 Archway Road, Highgate, London, N6 4JH. With a little help from our friends, there is no limit to what we can achieve. You've helped us keep the dream alive. Now help us make the dream come true.
From a point at sea to the circles of your mind, a new force is at work for planetary transformation. New radio for a new Earth. Europe's voice of loving awareness is Radio Caroline.